News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Last August, Pat Hickey, the president of, now the former president of the Olympic Council of Ireland, was arrested by police in Rio de Janeiro during the Olympics, and he spent 10 days in prison before being released on bail. He was eventually allowed to leave Brazil last December, while his case is pending in Rio. Since then, Pat Hickey has remained silent, but today he breaks that silence. I sat down with him on Monday and I started by asking him for his reaction to the recent claim by the Olympic Council of Ireland that the ticketing scandal and his arrest has cost the council €1.5 million and plunged him into the red.
I would like to, first of all, say to you, Paul, that I cannot go into the actual court case in Rio because the case is still in front of the courts. So we are forbidden to go into detail on that. But I'm very happy to answer what you said there. The impression has been given that in the media that I was the cause of a spend of €1.5 million by the OCI. Now, I can categorically tell you that that is not the case because I have been able to check figures and what I'm aware of is as follows. How that 1.5 is made up. The Olympic Council of Ireland got legal advice from Arthur Cox and Co. solicitors, which cost them €400,000. They embarked on the Grant Thornton report, which cost €214,000. They employed a technology company, Espion, which was nearly €40,000. They engaged with the communication clinic, which was €80,000. And they report from Deloitte, which was €18,000. And Wilson Hartnell, WHPR, €11,000. And that's the bulk of that 1.5. Now, I can tell you that my legal costs today in Brazil amount to €280,000. And there is an insurance policy in place that I put in place over 15 years ago. It's called Directors and Officers Liability. And it's particularly for something like what happened to me. The cover on that policy is €1 million. That's the cap on it. So my fees have been taken out of that €1 million. And can I say in addition to that, that before I left Dublin on the plane for Rio, I left the OCI in a very clean state of health. There was €3 million surplus in the bank and a property out in Holt that's valued at €3 million. Now, I'd like to just emphasise that I am totally innocent of all these charges and I will be proven innocent and my legal team in Brazil are working flat out.
Now, before we move on from that, those figures you've just given us, these costs were run up here in Ireland following your arrest, is that correct?
Yes. What I should explain to you, Paul, is that there was a crisis management committee created by the executive committee, and the crisis management committee, they ran up these costs with engaging these people. So again, I emphasise that cost. I was unaware of that. I know nothing about it.
Have you, by the way, Pat Hickey, seen the report by Judge Carol Moran into this whole affair, which was set up by Minister Shane Ross?
The final report has been sent to Minister Shane Ross. I saw a draft of the report and my legal team have advised Judge Moran and the Minister and the Attorney General that this report should not be published until after the court case is heard in Rio, because anything coming out of it could prejudice my fair trial. But even worse still, any media reports can also be used by the prosecutor in Brazil against me in the case.
Now, one of the lines that is leaked out from the unpublished Moran report, and it seems to be one of the most potentially damaging to you, is that it refers to a concealed relationship between you and THG, the ticket-selling company.
There is absolutely no concealed relationship between me and THG or any of the other sponsors or anybody else. Don't forget, I was always acting as president of the OCI, not as Pat Hickey personally. So my job, I was in charge of marketing, was to look after our sponsors. THG is the biggest sponsor of all our sponsors at €1.5 million, which is a phenomenal sponsorship. And my job was to facilitate them to get the best deal possible on ticketing. And can I say to you that under my presidency in the Olympic Council of Ireland over the last 28 years, that our accounts are audited every year by the international firm Mazars, and they have always received a clean bill of health. Also, the accounts are audited by the Irish Sports Council, by the International Olympic Committee, and the Controller and Auditor General has a right to audit the accounts, which he did once, and we received a full clean bill of health. And the thing I am extremely happy about, in any of these allegations and accusations, there is no question of any misappropriation of any finance or any funding whatsoever.
Now, Pat Hickey, if you read into the subtext of the comments being made in recent weeks by the Olympic Council of Ireland and by your successor, Sarah Keane, she said of the past year that it was chaotic, dramatic, traumatic and extremely costly. I have to put it to you that the subtext of all this commentary is that Pat Hickey is responsible for this entire mess. What do you say to that?
I absolutely refute that. But can I just first lead off and say that I have a very good relationship with Sarah Keane, and I think she will make a great president. In fact, I brought her on to the committee, and I will have a very good working relationship with the Olympic Council of Ireland. What happened with me in Rio was just an extraordinary set of events, and there is a precedent for it. In the World Cup soccer in Brazil, in Rio, in 2014, 2 years before, there was an identical case to mine. It's called the Ray Whelan case, and the judgment is online. Everybody can see it. And he was arrested the same as I was arrested, except the poor man was held in 3 weeks in jail, where I was held for 10 days. And he fought the case. It took him 2 years to clear his name. He was totally exonerated and cleared. And the judge of the Supreme Court in Brazil excoriated the judge and the prosecutor in the lower court who had moved against him. And can I tell you, the same thing happened to me. When I was detained in jail for 10 days, my law firm in Rio got me out, a judge in the Supreme Court. And in his judgment to release me, he said it was a disgrace that I was ever put in jail, and that the only thing that should have happened to me was my passport should have been taken off me, as happened to three of my other colleagues, until this thing was settled.
Now, since you were arrested last year, you were heavily criticised here in Ireland, in general terms, about the way you ran the OCI. And also, there was the clear implication in a lot of the commentary that there is no smoke without fire. That Pat Hickey was autocratic, he was a bully. All kinds of things have been said about you to tarnish your good name. What have you to say about that?
Well, what I would say about that is I've been president for nearly 30 years. And in the course of time, you do make enemies and you do activities that people might not be happy with. And this was a great opportunity for them to come out and criticise me. But Paul, let me tell you, like, I was portrayed as some sort of a world-class criminal, that I was in some mafiosa conspiracy or something like that. What a ridiculous situation. The International Olympic Committee are fully backing me and fully supporting me in this crazy situation that I find myself in.
I'm speaking to Pat Hickey, the former president of the Olympic Council of Ireland. Pat, can you tell us anything about the events leading up to your arrest last year, particularly the fact that your arrest was recorded and broadcast right across the world? Now, that has left an impression that you have questions to answer, that there is something decidedly dodgy about all this whole affair.
Well, there's not a doubt about it that I was absolutely humiliated and treated in a disgraceful manner on my arrest. And everyone in the world saw, the media were at the door, the media paid the police for access to this situation. This is a regular occurrence in Brazil. My lawyers in Brazil confirmed this to me. It happens all the time. And as I said to you earlier, the judge of the High Court of Brazil said I should never, ever have been arrested and put in prison.
I'd like to move now to your relationship with the sports minister, Shane Ross. Now, when he went to Rio last August, he gave the impression, well, more than that, he said you would not cooperate with him.
What have you to say about that?
In the short term, he was in office. I've always had a good relationship with him as a Minister of Sport. He had pre-booked his visit through the Olympic Council of Ireland. He was bringing his wife, and we had even booked our bedrooms weeks, if not months ahead of when he was due to come out. So he was always coming to Rio with his wife as our guests. And then when he arrived in Rio, we had a meeting with him about the ticket situation. And at that stage, he wanted to put his private secretary as a member of the OCI internal inquiry. And we refused because we are an autonomous body and we have to keep free of political or religious influence. But the next day, Ciarán Mulvey was there, who was chairman of the Irish Sports Council, and he negotiated an agreement between myself and my colleague Willie O'Brien and the minister and his private secretary. And that agreement was that we would now allow the private secretary to be part of our internal inquiry. And that was to be announced the following morning by me and the minister. And what happened then, I was arrested at 6 a.m, so we never got to make this announcement. And then the minister decided to scarper out of Rio very fast. I think he was afraid he was going to be arrested as well, because it is a bit like the Wild West out there. And he left, I think, the day after I was arrested, if not the same day. But I do note that, and I checked this with my colleagues in the OCI, he never made any inquiries into my condition, was I being looked after, etc. And I would have thought that a Minister of Sport, and I'm one of the highest office holders of sport in Ireland, that he would have taken due care and attention to look after a fellow citizen and a fellow human and show some humanity. But as I said, he scarpered back home, and I was left to my own devices with my legal team to get me free. I got visited by the Irish consul out in Rio, and they were excellent and they were good. But I mean, they can do very little on the ground except support. But look, Paul, can I say to you, that's all behind me now, and I will tell my story another day in a book. But this has had left a devastating effect on my family, on my wife and my children. Devastating. And it's affected my own health. As a result of all this stress, I now have a heart problem and I have had 2 medical procedures.
And you are now 72.
Yeah, I'm now 72 years of age. I gave great service in my term of office. I can remember vividly coming back from the Sydney Games in the year 2000, and we had 30,000 in the bank. And when I left for Rio, we had 3 million. So that was an indication. Everything I did was for the Olympic Council of Ireland, and everything was to further enhance the profits so that the money would in turn go back to the athletes and the federations. And that's what I did during my term of office.
Another question comes to mind as a result of all of this, and that's your relationship with a lot of Irish Olympians. You wrote a letter to the groups involved in Olympic sports, and you reminded them that you played a role in a lot of their careers and successes.
I've received great letters of support and calls and emails from many athletes and many officials, team officials, who have travelled away with me during the years. They don't see me as the monster that I've been portrayed as. And I've always been athlete friendly. But people forget is I was an unpaid official. In 30 years, I never received a salary. In the last few years, they decided to give me an honorarium for 5 years.
If you're ultimately cleared of any wrongdoing, Pat Hickey, would you consider going back to the OCI?
Oh, no, never. Because I announced in January of 2016 that after the Games, I was finished. I would never stand again as Olympic Council of Ireland's president. So that's recorded. But what I will also do, Paul, is that lots of people said many things about me when I was away, and my legal team have kept a record and a track of everything. So when I clear my name, I'll spend some time reading over all those.
And what do you intend to do now? What is your plan for the future?
My plan of action is to clear my name as soon as possible. As I said, there is a new president a new committee, which are excellent, and they will bring a whole new flair to a new Olympic Council of Ireland, and I will assist them in every way I can as the IOC member in Ireland. But then I want to get back to normal life with my family.
And that was Pat Hickey, the former president of the Olympic Council of Ireland. Now, we invited Minister Shane Ross and the OCI to come on the show to respond, but both declined. The OCI did send the following statement. The new board of the OCI is managing the financial and reputational damage to the organisation from events in Rio last summer. The legal expenses incurred to date from managing the Rio fallout are 1.04 million, covering 12 to 15 sets of lawyers based in Ireland and Brazil, covering directors and staff. The full figure for legal costs will not be known until legal proceedings in Rio have come to a conclusion. The new board is focused on driving a rigorous reform agenda to ensure that the organisation has robust governance and financial structures and processes in place in the future.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.